Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today
FM. Continue our journey through the wonderful Gary Barlow.
Yeah, chats. We got some of his Christmas tunes on the way as well. So here's the skinny. We met Gary Barlow down at the Three Arena yesterday. He was preparing to go on stage and perform to thousands of screaming Gary Barlow fans. Apparently, judging by your messages this morning, the show was just an absolute dream.
Yeah, and he is a dream interview. We've met him before. And he is just so good. He's just so generous. He's just such, he's up for the crack, which yeah. you don't always get in an interview, let's be honest.
Just doesn't seem to have an ego. Very humble man. Mm. Of course, I think it was a little less complicated setup this time out the back of the Three Arena with our camper van of Christmas cheer. Because the last time we met was a couple of years ago in a hotel in London. And the suite was so nice, I decided to get into the bath.
He did.
And then most of Take That were putting bubble bath in there, checking the temperature and all that.
And while that happened, I told the story that Gary leaned over to me in a kind of a private, quiet moment where nobody else was around and said, "Dave, I like your trainers." And I have, that has reverberated around my head every day for the last 2 years or 3 years, ever since we met Gary Barlow.
Christmas came early for Dave, because as soon as we started to chat to Gary yesterday, the same thing happened again.
Okay, you guys give us
everyone say happy when they're rolling. All good?
I love those. Great
Thank
shoes.
You.
Great
Come shoes. On, are we rolling now? Because Gary Barlow just said he loves my shoes. The last time we sat together, it went really quiet because Dermot was in being sudsed by Mark Owen and it was slightly strange. And you leaned over to me and you said, "Dave, I like your trainers." And Gary, that has lived in my head since then. They were pink. These ones are off-white vaults. But they were pink Nikes. And thank you very much.
I love those too. So you're the trainer guy.
I'm the trainer guy. In fairness, Dave, there was no way Gary wasn't going to notice your trainers because they're brighter than the sun.
I mean, if it was any other time than winter, I'd be like, whoa. No, they're great. You're not going to get run over in those.
No, yeah. I'm not.
Your mom will be happy.
Safety first.
There you go.
Gary Barlow, an official hello and welcome to the start of the interview.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
Thank you. We find ourselves out the back of the Three Arena. What does it mean to you to be back here, back in Dublin, back with your Irish fans?
You know what? On a whole, just to be out touring for us and my band and my crew is just an incredible moment after what's happened in the last 2 years in front of this beautiful audience who followed us for years and years. It's great to be reunited. Always amazing to be back in Ireland. We did our first show in Dublin last night, which just went off big time. And we know what the Dublin audiences are like, so we're really excited.
Well, I watched you over the weekend on Jonathan Ross, and you were performing with Sheridan.
Yeah.
It was an incredible performance. And when I was watching and I thought, there's a guy who is match fit, tour ready, and it was brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we had fun because I find those shows really hard to go on and do something that people remember. And we wanted to ham it up and make fun. And also with Sheridan, she's such an amazing actress. You should use that, you know. And so we acted out this little scene in our living room.
Yeah.
And the audience loved it and we had fun. It went down great.
That song with Sheridan is effectively the opposite of what you think a Christmas song would be, because Christmas songs are all about everyone's having a great time and Shakin' Stevens was telling us that everyone's like, why isn't it Christmas every day? The song with Sheridan is, do you know what? We're having an argument about Christmas.
That's it.
What a great song to write.
This is a couple about thinking about the end of their relationship,
right.
But Christmas heals everything, as it does.
Of course.
So you can see why Sheridan was such an obvious choice for me. This wasn't just a singer's song. This was an actress stroke singer's song. So it's worked out great.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to the Christmas album in a sec, but did you play Belfast?
Last night.
Fresh from Belfast, how did it go?
Amazing. Really, really amazing. It was funny to start with because being I don't know about whether you guys have been to concerts yet.
Yes, one.
Right, it's kind of strange,
it is.
Right? When you first see a big group of people and you think, oh, this is why I don't want it to feel unusual, but it just does. After 20 minutes, it's like we'd been there all our lives. It was brilliant. Really fantastic.
And when you put together a show like this,
yeah.
This was supposed to be a Gary Barlow solo tour, but this was probably happening in the summertime,
in June.
Right?
Yeah,
June.
Yeah, yeah.
So here we are. It's now a Christmas album. It's now a festive time of year. Do you change the way you approach the live stuff now?
Yes.
Because it's effectively it's Christmas.
Yes, I never tour in December, actually. November/December. It's years since I've done a show at this time of the year. We usually tour in the spring. You know, record at Christmas and then tour in the spring. It makes sense. We missed our opportunity with June. We decided to move it. And so I find myself here in the winter. I think, well, what a great time to give people the Christmas they should have had last year and missed, me included, and try and ham it up and do a bit of Christmas stuff. And we do about 20 minutes of Christmas. We go big. We've got fireplace, snow, Christmas tree, elves.
And is the show is the show in segments? Do you have, like, you know, a 20 minutes of Christmas, 20 minutes of Gary being a singer-songwriter, 20 minutes of Take That Hits? Like,
Have you seen this?
No, but I'm predicting everything. Gary, if you need a tour manager, I'm the guy with the shoes.
You're the guy with the ideas. Yeah. So we start off with 20 minutes of music played by Humans, which was the last album. Everything red, Showgirls, Feathers. It's full on Vegas. And from there, we transition into Christmas. And then when we've done the Christmas moment, we've got so much Christmas on the stage without telling anyone any secrets.
Sure.
We need to get rid of it. So the best way of getting rid of it is I trot down to the middle of the arena. I do about 25 minutes of singer-songwriter stuff.
You at the piano?
Me at the piano. A couple of our musicians join us on acoustic guitars. And then we head back to the main stage, and it's called All the Hits Live from that point. We do Back for Good, Patience, Rule the World, all the big songs.
Amazing. We're going to talk about the Christmas album in a second. Would you mind introducing the title track off your Christmas album for us?
Sure. The Dream of Christmas, it's called. Actually, my favourite song on the album, the first one I wrote.
Okay, here it is with Dermot and Dave and Mr. Gary Barlow on Today FM.
There's the faintest light ahead.
It's Dermot and Dave. It's Today FM. Back with Gary Barlow.
What a song that is. The Dream of Christmas. Did you write that song on, well, we call it St. Stephen's Day. You call it Boxing Day.
Boxing Day after
Christmas.
Day after Christmas, yeah.
So,
wrong, Dave. We call it Stephen's Day.
Sorry, yes. Stephen's.
Seven unnecessary S's in there.
So you were feeling Christmassy. You were like, Christmas was in you. It was Boxing Day. So you went, let's write a song.
I don't know if it was in me. I was desperate for more of it. We were having a Christmas we hadn't planned. We had no family there. It was a really quiet Christmas, as it was for everyone. And you know that other thing, that no matter what's going on in your home, you knew that the rest of the country was going through the same thing. It's a funny feeling, that, isn't it? And so as my sort of antidote to this bit of an anticlimax Christmas was, I was tinkling away in my studio and prolonging the festive experience, and little did I know this album was starting to sort of be created.
Yeah,
great fun.
We love it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got your original Christmas tracks in there. You've got reimagined classics. You know, if Rage Against the Machine said, we're going to bring out a Christmas album, people would say, I didn't see that coming.
No.
That's out of left field.
Right.
But we just can't believe that you haven't done a Christmas album, because Gary Barlow and Christmas just go together so well. And I couldn't believe this is your first.
I'm here now. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
We got there eventually.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If I was to give you a reason for that, there could be a very important reason that we tried the Christmas number one thing years ago, and we weren't knocked off the top by U2 or Elton John or George Michael. Mr. Blobby knocked us off the top. So you can understand the trepidation around Christmas.
Wounds run deep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do that to you. PTSD there.
I mean, that was like someone just sticking a javelin in my side.
When you do come to put an album together, eventually, this Christmas album that we've been waiting for so long, how do you decide what will be, how much will be original music and how much will be your reimagining of classics? Because that's a tough balance to get right. Which, by the way, I think you did.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was a tough one, because obviously I am a songwriter, so but I knew people wouldn't want 14 brand new... We don't need them. We don't need them because there's some amazing Christmas songs around. So when I'd sort of finished my songwriting bit, I just put them to side and thought, right, I'm going to put my singer's head on now.
Okay.
As a singer, which I don't do very often. Go, right, how can I make these songs feel like mine? Because with a lot of the research I did on, there's loads of artists who've done Christmas albums, and lots of them do the same songs, but they do them in their own way, and that's what makes them different.
Yeah. There's one track, well, I love all the tracks, but one that really stood out for me is A Child's Christmas in Wales.
With Aled.
This is your duet with Aled Jones, and obviously people would know him from...
Yeah,
and part of
thought
me
that
thought,
was Mr. Blobby there.
I don't know how he didn't get to sing on that originally.
No, terrible.
But I was part of me is wondering, did Gary realise that his voice had broken before he called him up? Did Aled rock
you were
in and go?
Expecting the voice of Brian.
Hello, Gary.
There's a longer Aled, dear. There's a longer story to this. I did my first TV appearance ever in 1986 on a show called A Song for Christmas on BBC One. And there was a young 15-year-old also on that show singing his new single called Aled Jones.
Oh.
And we'd kept in touch all these years.
Wow.
Always looking for an excuse to do something.
And finally.
This was it.
Yeah, it's
and
a
we're both 50
song.
Now.
Yeah.
But I knew how Aled, his voice had changed over
okay.
the years.
You were
that's a relief. Thankfully, because he's now in my key.
yeah, that would be had
great.
Right.
We had. He's just the nicest man ever, and we had great fun recording.
Yeah.
It. Yeah.
Right, well, can we play a Take That song? Because, I mean, it would be
sure.
rude not to. Like,
oh, please.
Let's yeah. listen to Gary and the boys, and we'll talk a little bit about Take That after this. It's Dermot and Dave with Gary Barlow on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave, Today FM, here with Gary Barlow. He's going to be turning on our Christmas lights on our official Dermot and Dave camper van of Christmas cheer in a few moments.
When we met before, Gary, you may not remember this because I controlled myself. But I was finding it very difficult to control myself because I'm such a massive Take That fan.
Oh, I didn't. I got into the bath with Mark Owen.
Mark Owen, yes. But the truth of it is that, like, my friends who, when I was going to meet you that other time, were saying, don't tell Gary you had posters of Take That on your wall. As a man in his 20s. But I did. I was the same age as you, practically. But I had posters of you on my wall. I'm not afraid to admit it, Gary.
Oh, I love that.
Because now we've got 2 meter, now we've got 2 meter social distancing. You know you're safe from me. So yeah. I can admit this.
This is
now.
Not for COVID, Dave. This he would have been doing this anyway.
That's right. I'm fine with COVID. It's just you.
Yeah, that's totally fair enough. But where are we with Take That now? Obviously, you're out on a solo tour.
Yep.
You've got this Christmas album. I'm sure you've got 1,000 other songs coming out of your fingers every time you sit down at the piano. But where are we with more Take That, new Take That,
well,
everything we want?
We did a big tour. Fortunately, we did a big tour in 2019 for the Odyssey record, which was kind of like a big greatest hits 30-year anniversary. So thankfully for us, we probably, even without this pandemic, we wouldn't be touring until probably next year or the year after even. So in our sort of cycle, nothing's changed. So I would imagine we'd probably start chatting on the phone next year about new music for the following year. I wouldn't imagine we'd be on the road till 23, though.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping by then everything's really settled back to how it is.
Yeah. And what's it like for you prepping for a tour as a mature man, but also a mature man who usually has at least two other guys with him in the same boat who are taking on the responsibility of performing and singing and dancing and everything else? When it's a Gary Barlow solo tour, it's all on you.
It is all on you. It is a very different experience. You know, when I'm with the band, there's a song, you know, Mark will sing and I can sit and have a look around and, wow, look at us here. Not with this.
No.
Tonight, you don't break eye contact with the audience ever.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And physically, it's got to be difficult as well. I mean, you've got to, like, are you, Dermot mentioned at the start, like, you know, you're match fit. But, like, you must be, but not only performance, but you're physically, you've got to be super fit.
You know what? I met, when Top of the Pops was on TV, I met Phil Collins once down at L Street. It was like 92 or something. And he had a treadmill in his dressing room. And we went in to meet him and say hello and stuff. And he said, oh, I'm training for a tour. And I was like, training for a tour? What does that mean? And he was, because singers, you know, were walking, moving around the stage, sometimes doing the odd backflip. Not me,
of course,
but you know,
some members. Jason.
So you have to be match fit.
Yeah,
you do have to be match fit. And I'm hoping as well, and I'm going to touch wood when I say this here, that you know when you are up and running and you're match fit and you've got your cardio levels up, you hopefully fight off like colds and
everything else,
things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. That's going to be tough. Standing out here in the freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
That ends tonight.
Someone's going to get a talking to. We're going to play another Take That tune.
Yes, let's play more Take That. It always makes me happy.
Yeah, because Dave insists on it. After that, would you please to be the official light turner honour for our camper van of Christmas cheer?
Very excited.
Gary Barlow on Today FM.
FM, it's Dermot and Dave. We are with the official lights turner honour. We've worked on that title for weeks, as
wow.
you can tell.
Yeah.
The camper van of Christmas cheer with Dermot and Dave. It is, of course, Mr. Gary Barlow.
We have a big red button in front of you.
Yep.
When you hit that, the lights will go on. Before you do that, ahead of your fantastic show here at the Three Arena in Dublin, in Ireland, is there anyone to say to your Irish fans?
Oh, listen, we can't wait to get out there. We've brought a good show with us. There's lots to see. We've got an amazing band, beautiful dancers, and we've got some great costumes. It's
Ooh,
very
I've thought
festive.
Of one thing. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
You have a lovely song on the album, which I'm sure you'll play tonight, called Christmas Sweater.
Yes.
Gary, you're in Ireland. It's a Christmas jumper. So you have to change the lyrics, tell the band and the backing singers, Christmas jumper.
Okay, listen, I'm going to call the record label as soon as I get backstage.
Yeah,
that will be changed by Monday. Yeah.
Well, I'm in my Christmas cardi here. Dave's
Very
in his Christmas jumper.
Very
Actually,
nice.
I have my wife's Christmas hat.
Oh, put it on.
It was the only one I could find before I left the house.
And while you're getting that, I'm going to present Gary with something.
This is visual, this, guys. We need to explain to the viewers what's going on here.
Well,
Christmas hats are going on.
Dave is getting something out of his bag.
Yeah.
I'm putting on my Christmas hat, which
With
has
bats.
Built-in
I only know
bats.
One other Dermot, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is.
Dermot O'Leary?
Yes.
Lovely
yes.
chap.
Yes.
I met him hiking one day near my house, quite randomly.
Really?
I offered him some coffee. He declined.
Ah, right. Yeah. He's a tea drinker.
Gary, I want to present you with something very important. These are so exclusive. They're only available from people who are part of the camper van of Christmas cheer.
Okay.
It is. I'm famous because although I'm in my 40s, I act like I'm in my 80s, and I drive in my car with a blanket on my lap called a lap blanket because I like to be cozy. Heated seat, lap blanket, height of summer, I'm still doing it. This is a Dermot and Dave branded Today FM lap blanket.
Oh,
it's not a lap blanket, it's
a
Lapland
blanket.
Can we make sure this gets through to
this gets straight into
room.
The bin? So Gary just said to
love
the
that.
People there.
That
is for you. And next time you're in a car, just experience it.
I'm gonna when I get upstairs now, I'm gonna watch the football. And I'm going to have that on my lap. I'll put a picture on Instagram for you.
Yes. All right.
Thank
Gary
you.
Barlow,
Lovely.
What a hero.
He doesn't even use lap blankets. He's Gary Barlow. He has someone to lie across his legs.
Yeah.
Keep me warm.
But they'll be my legs.
Yes. Yeah. That's the important thing. Yeah. Okay, are we ready? Is everything ready? Okay,
now, listen, the last time I put lights on, it was Blackpool. So this has gone up a notch.
This is bigger. I mean, this is a red button in the car park, guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't get
and
bigger
than this.
It's a
camper van that looks suspiciously like a Brennan's bread van.
I'm about to press the button, but
let's
someone
just do a countdown.
In the car suspiciously watching my hand movement. So
it's all very connected. Five, four, three, two, one.
Hit the lights.
Yay! Woo! Gary
Look
Barlow.
At that.
Look at that.
Wow.
There's a string of lights on the camper van lit up.
Yeah, obviously our listeners can't see it, but let's just paint the picture. It's like Vegas on steroids.
Yeah. They could see that from space right now.
Definitely.
If they look down, they'd be like, what's happening?
Gary Barlow, we can't thank you enough.
I'm honoured. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And lovely to see you both.
And you too.
Yeah. Great. Have a lovely Christmas and stay happy and healthy.
And you too. And best luck with the record. Yeah. We absolutely love it. It'll be on repeat in all of our houses over Christmas.
Thank you.
I'll just head up now. I presume there's a bath in your dressing room. I'll say Lynn, if you could bring the smellies
up.
By the time you and I finish talking trainers, he'll be ready to go.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, but one of my lasting memories will always be of Marco and go, is the water hot enough for you?
Gary Barlow, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Dermot and Dave, it is Today FM.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.